The next patient is Mr. Billy Johnson. The last name is J-O-H-N-S-O-N. First name, B-I-L-L-Y. This is a follow-up appointment for this 72-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD that is stage 2. He has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, but he has managed the disease as well as the hypertension very well, and he has been in very stable condition. He pays attention to every single detail of his disease. The patient comes with a laboratory workup that was done on July the 3rd of 2024, in which the serum creatinine is 0.9, the BUN is 11, and the estimated GFR is 85 mLs per minute. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 40 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine. And the albumin creatinine ratio is very low, much less than 15. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus, that has been well controlled with the hemoglobin A1C of 6.2. Following number, the patient has a history of atherosclerotic heart disease, the status post-coronary artery bypass graft. The patient had a year ago, evaluation with the cardiac catheterization, and the bypasses were wide open. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is also under control. Cholesterol is 158, the HDL is 73, the triglycerides are 72. Following number, this patient was referred to the neurologist, Dr. Ramkisson, Ramkissoon. Nerve conduction was performed. The patient has bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, but the patient was advised to have surgery in the right arm, and my advice is to get to a hand surgeon because this surgery requires a skill. Overall, he's doing very well. The blood pressure is under control. We're going to reevaluate him in 4 months with laboratory workup. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.